Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell Show is back on by the grace of who knows what. I'd say God, because this is a show that definitely is infused with spirit and encourages you all to reconnect to your true source, your true nature, your true origin point. And to operate not in fear, but in a knowingness that you have the ability to withstand and a lot, and certainly heal from anything. As long as you're breathing, there's an option. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that don't want you to breathe freely. We'll get into that. My guest this hour coming up shortly is Dr. David Bleiweiss, and I'm going to ask him if he can put on headphones, because I'm hearing myself back through the non-headphone computer interface. I know, I'm asking him a lot, but we got a few minutes for him to run around natural immunogenics or just reduce the volume enough where you could still hear me, but it's not so much that it comes back around to
I can read your lips.
Hold there on. You go. Yes, read my lips. All right, well, we got a lot of good stuff to go today. We also have Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. We'll talk about an annoyance for some people, skin tags and moles. We'll talk homeopathy and how we can address things like that. Super Don trying to lighten it up as we go into the weekend. Just briefly, Super D, we had an interesting meeting after the show yesterday. Have to say, kind of exciting. We don't want to reveal anything yet, but potentially it bodes really well for our outreach and just some things we can't possibly do on our own. And there's some good support for the show, people that want to see us succeed, not for just for the sake of our succeeding, but I think they are aligned with this mission. And if anything, Super D, you know, it's more than just entertainment, even though we like to be entertaining, don't we, occasionally?
Yes. Well, it's important.
Yes.
We don't put people to sleep.
Yeah.
Can't get specific on things at this point, but mm-hmm. we can just say that we will definitely be upping our game. Mm-hmm. So there should be some really cool stuff on the horizon here.
Speaking of upping our game, I had my cardio miracle this morning. Usually I'm doing my Friday fast other than that, and I'm on it today. Went to go work out this morning. And I don't know if you know these things are like little stools or different heights. I feel like I'm in the circus when I have to use them. They're like, you're supposed to jump on them, come back down, jump on them. And I'm like, when I started back into the workout schedule, I used to be able to jump high. I was like a white guy who could jump, right? I don't know that I could dunk. I'm still not that tall. But I just remembered, God, I used to be able to jump at that high level without a problem. Today I go in, I'm like, I'm bouncing like Michael Jordan on and off of this thing. I'm like, okay, I might have hit another level. So, yeah, stepping it up. I'm not saying that for anybody that can't jump. I'm just saying, look, I'm happy about what's going on. And look for those things that make you go, okay, hitting the double nickels, because I won't say what that means for those people don't know, this month. Yes, you're shaking your head. It's like, why can't you just say it?
Well, I don't 55. Have to. 55.
Look, I'm with Sammy Hager. I can't drive it. I can't say it.
You can't say 55?
But right. For the purposes of aging in this body of mine, I try to my level best to live the way I would try to be inspiring for others to live in your own way, right? To be physically fit as well. So I'm blessed and I'm thanking God every day. I wake up and I'm breathing and I'm getting stronger. So there you go. Now, there to help us or here to help us do that as well is My good buddy, Dr. David Blywise, joining us from Natural Immunogenics, medical director. He's a physician for many, many years. He's just an all-around nice guy. Yeah, I haven't checked with anybody around him if they agree or not, but I know him well enough to know he is. So, hey, Dr. Blywise, good to see you, my buddy.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Bell.
So good to see
you. How's your feedback now?
It's way better. Way better, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm just never like, mind Tatiana. We have Tatiana running around Natural Immunogenics.
Thank you, Tatiana, for doing that. We just needed you to get some exercise. Apparently, I was talking about exercise.
10,000 steps a day.
Yeah. But Dr. Blywise, by the way, I love your kind of Hawaiian style shirt. You know, when I was back there in Florida, I would wear them every chance I get. And it just makes me a little bit jealous because we got snow going on right now. So.
Well, actually, when I went to visit my daughter in Maryland when there was snow, I brought one of these with me so that I could wear it and have people go, "What are you doing?" I said, "It's Friday. It's Tommy Bahama Day." So,
well, now with the adjustment at altitude in winter, if it gets above 40 degrees, I'm in shorts. It's the weirdest thing. That never would have happened in Florida.
No, I remember skiing in Tahoe when we lived there on July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
In shorts and a T-shirt in the morning, and then going water skiing in the afternoon.
Wow.
So, yeah, you get used to it.
That's pretty wild.
Let's talk about some cool things.
Yeah, let's do it. Let me show everybody in the notes today. We've got some stories, not all of them maybe in the notes, because Dr. Blauweis has brought some cool things to discuss as well. I'm just going to open with a country of Switzerland, because I love Switzerland. Of all the places I've been in Europe, one of my favorite places. It's been a long time, though. Apparently, this is a story that, let me see if I can bring it up here. Yeah, Switzerland bans an AstraZeneca vaccine that the rest of Europe says is okay, and it banned it for all of its citizens, and its medical group in there in government reviewed the tests and said safety and efficacy not up to our standards. And, you know, I think that I'm pretty impressed that any government agency, because many of them have been co-opted and bought by the pharmaceutical industry, where we have our own FDA in the United States, Health Canada, and elsewhere, in the UK as well, their NHS. They're such influenced by the pharmaceutical industry that they rush things in, and there's not a lot of independent analysis that pushes back against like an automatic stamp of approval. But we're dealing with, Dr. Blywise, a rush to vaccinate, and with technology, and I'm not sure about the AstraZeneca one, but it's far different.
It's an inactivated cold virus.
So that's more of a traditional antigen or neutralized or attenuated virus scenario versus the mRNA.
Right.
And
right.
And yet we're dealing with more and more reports of adverse events shortly following the mRNA shot, Pfizer, BioNTech, depending on where you are, happening. And yet we covered yesterday or the day before, Bill Gates is like all over this. He's got things on the map for global domination. He says, "This mRNA is awesome. We're going to take over the world with it." I'm like, yeah.
I don't think he said that, but okay.
I'm a little bit putting into his head the megalomania I see in him as a, you know, what he's all about. But clear up some things, or what have you found out about the mRNA? Because here's the concern, and you've heard this. You're putting in synthetic RNA. What is RNA? It's supposed to instruct DNA to do something, right? And they, as far as I understand, they want to elicit the production of a spike protein that they claim is unique to the SARS-CoV-2, which I argue is not, and others have. But regardless, that if you can do that, that somehow you would develop antibodies because of what you're producing that you not normally would produce. And to me, you know, I'm suspicious of this. I admit it. I mean, I'm a little bit nervous about the things that they inject like this.
And for good reason. I think some of the reasons people are concerned is the words RNA, DNA. What we're looking at is for the messenger RNA for transcription to occur to stimulate the body to make the spike protein. The issue people have is that they believe that the RNA will somehow get into the nucleus, affect the DNA, and actually it doesn't get into the nucleus. All the transcription occurs within the goop, the cytoplasm, and it doesn't actually get into the nucleus to affect the DNA. But I understand you've got RNA, DNA, people who have a little bit of knowledge or Google, you know, how you're making DNA. But no one brought it up.
Sure.
That transcription doesn't occur in the nucleus.
And we've read about that, not going in the nucleus, but if it gets into the cytoplasm and impacts, again, protein manifestation from that point forward, again, we're seeing a lot of concerns, and they acknowledge it from the medical side of things, previous allergies. They try to isolate it to only if you have an allergy to an ingredient like polyethylene glycol, and you talk about the reason why that's in there based on the mRNA technology as well. But it seems to be expanding to other allergies, which you know are hyperimmune responses that have always concerned me for all vaccines. I say that to me should be maybe exclusion criteria. It certainly should cause a warning flag to go up to say, well, let's look at this closely before we do it.
I think that people who are looking to get a vaccine, not the vaccine, but a vaccine, should be balancing out the differences between an mRNA vaccine and the adenovirus vaccine. We know that with the mRNA, you don't need to put in aluminum or mercury to cause an adjuvant inflammatory response to make the body respond to it. So you have the mRNA that is encapsulated in a lipid nanoparticle, which has its own innate immune response. So you're getting that without the an adjuvant doing that. And you have the polyethylene glycol, the PEG, that's in there to actually keep the mRNA around a little bit longer, else it's going to be destroyed. It gets taken up. It's going to go through the lymph. It's going to go into the liver. And the mRNA actually has a short half-life, relatively speaking.
It's fragile, is it not? I mean, it doesn't have
it's fragile. You know, it's got to be protected with polyethylene glycol and a lipid nanoparticle. But again, now you're adding two other things, but you're not adding, metals to it.
So you're always look on the bright side kind of guy, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I haven't gotten any of the vaccines yet.
Mm-hmm. Yet, you know, look, you know what? If I'm going to counsel you, my brother, my friend, my pal.
Well, I'm pretty protected. My daughter's a teacher. And we had a discussion the other night about going back into the classroom unvaccinated. And that, you know, safer teachers go back. 25 states have rules about that now, but not in Maryland. I said, how do you feel about this? She said, well, I haven't been vaccinated, and I keep my immune system strong. My gut microbiome is strong. To talk about if people are choosing to get one of the vaccines, they should probably be taking probiotics shortly before, during, and after, because we're 70% of your immune system, right? And you better keep that microbiome strong. And she uses her Argentin spray, you know, upper nostrils, each
Look
one.
What I got. Right there.
It's in my car. It's in my pocket.
Here, watch this demonstration, y'all. Don't do this at home. Yeah, I actually do. Ooh, that's low.
Four times, five times.
Yeah, look, my nose is not that big.
Straight back, to the right, to the left, and one for good luck. You should have the feeling. Remember as a kid, you jump into the swimming pool, somebody's swimming pool, and you had that up your nose?
Right, right.
That's what you should feel.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
10, Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I'll explain what I just felt, because my sinuses are very clear right now, relative, and I have a weak point in the sinuses throughout my history, raised medically and addressed all of that medically in the past. And if I had, and I've described this, and I know you're aware of this, if there was a bacterial, let's say, overgrowth, I won't even say the I word, that when I've done this, and others have, it suddenly it's like that very same spray I put in my nose would be like, oh, I'm down on my knees. It's like, what is going on? It's stinging. And, of course, we know of the ion interface, silver ion interface, with the outer, let's say, wall or membrane of a bacterial cell, causing it to weaken and rupture, and what comes flooding out, potassium part primarily, but this causes the stinging sensation. I had none of that. And, actually, it was so clear what I just went right up, right, I could sense it in my throat immediately. Because there was nothing inhibiting its, you know, transit, if you will.
I actually wait for that swallow a few minutes later, and I know it's done its job, and it's broken through biofilms.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, that's our silver part, right?
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. So, I was writing an article on the vaccines, and I had to not send it out because I was. There was levels of questioning, and mm-hmm. we don't need to have people come to the knock down my door and drag me out because.
Oh, no, it's too controversial. I mean, even if you're coming, as you are, from a very deeply connected to the science behind it, the controversy and all, you know, as we've just got, not deplatformed, but banned on YouTube for a couple of weeks again, second time, simply for raising issues that are raised within the scientific and medical world. I mean, I'm not making stuff up. Certainly, I have perspectives and biases. All humans do. But simply discuss, opposing points of view within science, which is how science evolves, if you will, and we get better because of that. And they want to shut down any opposition, even within the scientific circles. They pretend it doesn't exist.
Well, we've done that forever. We don't. I mean, remember, who was it? Ignaz Semmelweis.
Mm-hmm.
Great. who discovered that if he washed his hands between autopsies and delivering babies, that babies didn't die and moms didn't die from puerperal fever. They shut him down. He went to jail. He died insane and broke. Mm-hmm. And a generation before, people said, oh, yeah, maybe there is something to this washing your hands.
Dr. David Bleiweiss, I dubbed the king of transitions. That's a beautiful transition to this story I wanted to cover with you. That's like high level. That's PhD, MD level stuff you just did. There's a story here from our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health.
Yeah.
Cleaning frenzy, health catastrophe. And we're not here to argue, no, you don't ever need to clean your hands. That's not the point of this article either. It's pointing out an obsession and a reliance on synthetic toxic cleansing agents that could be an arm, I believe, making us more vulnerable and weaker rather than stronger. And if you want to delineate, because you brought up Semmelweis, that was a brilliant analysis from history where doctors fought against his idea of washing your hands.
And Lister. And Joseph Lister and Listerine.
Mm-hmm.
But that goes back to the hygiene theory.
Mm-hmm.
Found that children who were being born, and this didn't occur until early 1900s, early 20th century, where children who were born in the enclaves in the Upper East Side of New York, who were always clean, they had nannies washing the hand, they wouldn't let them play outside in the mud. These are the children that were getting the atopic dermatitis, asthma, allergic rhinitis, whereas children who grew up on farms or had plenty of animals that they were around, licked their face, and, you know, they weren't getting sick. They weren't getting these atopic dermatitis. So the kids who got sick were too clean. But again, that goes back to the connection that we have with the world. We've evolved over, you know, however long, some people say 6,000 years, some people will say hundreds of thousands, but we have evolved with the environment. We're holobionts. We are a meat bus that carries trillions of the microbes in us, and we have evolved together. And we know that, you know, healthy soil, healthy gut microbiome, healthy human, we are all in this together, us, our microbes, the dirt, and everything.
Yeah, so, check out this article, and it relates to a lot of the what I call corona crazy year we've been through and still apparently going through. Many feel the need, and I'm quoting now from this article, to clean surfaces often to prevent virus transmission, but, and it's linked here, hyperlinked, experts are now saying that the risk of getting infected from touching a surface contaminated by the virus is low. Surfaces in hospitals near COVID patients have been tested, and no infectious virus can be identified. Again, the obsession with cleanliness is what I'm concerned about, not cleanliness. The use of soap and water, and we've even talked about the use of silver, like, you know, you could use a silver spray I have here or a gel, because it's not going to harm in a negative context, the skin tissue, the mammalian cells, or what we call microbiome biodiversity, which we've seen from gut analyses, which is quite different from antimicrobials of the pharmaceutical variety, like antibiotics, which you leave you with imbalances and dysbiosis. But in this case, we've talked about leaky gut or leaky hands with toxic synthetics that are too harsh and unnecessary, in my opinion.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In a full interview airing last hour on CBS, President Joe Biden addressed several issues, including his stimulus package, Iran, and his son Hunter's memoir.
You know, I'll bet there's not a family you know that doesn't have somebody in the family that had a drug problem or an alcohol problem. But the honesty with which he stepped forward and talked about the problem and the hope that it gave me hope reading it. I mean, it was like, my boy's back.
President Biden says the U.S. will not lift nuclear sanctions on Iran in order for them to live up to their end of the nuclear deal after the supreme leader of Iran urged the U.S. to do so on Sunday. He said $1,400 stimulus payments are still part of his relief package because that is what Americans were promised. However, said his provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is not likely to pass. You're listening to USA Radio News. Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the House Republican Conference Chair, says she will not resign because she voted across party lines to impeach former President Donald Trump.
Look, I think people all across Wyoming understand and recognize that our most important duty is to the Constitution. And as I've explained and will continue to explain to supporters all across the state and voters all across the state, the oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment, and it doesn't bend to partisanship. It doesn't bend to political pressure. It's the most important oath that we take. And so I will stand by that, and I will continue to fight for all of the issues that matter so much to us.
Representative Cheney told Fox News Sunday that she would listen to the evidence and testimony before deciding whether to convict. The Wyoming Republican Party censured her on Saturday and called for her resignation. House Republicans voted not to remove Representative Cheney from her position as the third highest member of House Republican leadership. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right. I like the gel, the silver gel.
Yeah.
It squeezes, right? You rub it around and you get a nice thin coat. It's not sticky. Interesting research showed that people who wash their dishes by hand and dry them by hand are healthier than people who use the dishwasher. Why do you think that is?
Well, are you talking about with or without the rubber gloves?
No rubber gloves.
All right,
you're going to eat off again.
All right, so let's analyze the interface with bacteria when you're dealing with that. And the hygiene hypothesis talks about exposure being beneficial rather than detrimental. So I think I would go there initially. And, of course, if it's just soap and water, you're not putting harsh synthetic toxic chemicals on you in that case.
So you get an A. You can move from the back Woo-hoo! Of the class up to the front. You can be a nerd up at the front.
I'm the class clown. That's me.
That was you.
And a nerd. Depending on if we had a substitute teacher or not. But
yeah, that was you, right? Absolutely right. When you clean your dishes by hand, there is some bacteria that is left to help train your immune system to get stronger. Just like you want your babies and children to have runny noses. Mm-hmm. That immune system is getting trained to fight viruses, as opposed to not letting them get ill at all. And then suddenly after 2 years old, 3 years old, when they're supposed to have an adult level microbiome, mm-hmm. and they don't have it. And, you know, then maybe we give them an antibiotic just for safekeeping and destroy everything and napalm the microbial forest.
Right. You sent me an article here, which is great, too, from IFM. Can our connection to the natural world shape our microbiome? And you know, this goes into, I think, law of the terrain concept, right? The terrain determines what manifests there. You alter the terrain, something different grows there. You didn't even have to catch it. It alters itself. That's pleomorphism. And I know it's a complex subject, but I love going there because I do nerd out with you when we talk about this stuff. And go ahead.
Yeah, well, and we know that when we interfere with that, for instance, throwing glyphosate into the environment, into the ground. Remember, glyphosate initially was brought out as an antibiotic, and because it was killing the gut bacteria in insects, we assumed that it was safe because we're not insects. We don't, right? Mm-hmm. The Shigemaki pathway. Mm-hmm. Well, that pathway is what our gut bacteria uses. So not only did glyphosate wipe out our guts, still wipes out our guts. What is it? 88% of all foods in the supermarket have glyphosate as part of the processed food amount in there. Plus, it binds certain metals, so you can't make B12 because it's binding cobalamin. You're getting rid of manganese. So we have interfered in so many ways with not putting nutrients back into the soil that our body needs. It was Mind Palace here, Sherlock Holmes Mind Palace, 1936, Senate Bill 236. Ring a bell to you?
No, dude, that's impressive. You're not that old.
Yeah, I'm pretty old. but what happened was the Senate had a bill in front of it that the soil in the country was so devoid of nutrients and micro minerals and trace elements that the major food producers at that time, that, you know, the ConAgra, Archer's Daniel Midland, needed to put it back into the soil. 1936.
Mm-hmm.
What they did?
Yeah, they set the stage for, let's say, the utilization of former bomb-making materials into pelletized supplements for the soil, but not in a way that nature does, and it altered the soil, and it altered the microbiome of the soil and the insects in the soil, and then they added the next thing. Oh, my gosh, the crops are being eaten by bad guys and pests. Let's add some more toxins. I mean, it set up the stage for a disaster. Really
right.
Did.
And what you're going to find is that those of us who, and I think 66% of us, we'll be living in an urban environment in the next 20 years, those of us who are still alive, and that will affect our health. The people who are living in green spaces, who are living, you know, in near forests and have farms, will continue to be the healthiest people out there because they are living within the green space and they are, you know, living in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Agriculture has ruined us. It's forced the animals and other buggers out from the forest, which is why we're having more zoonotic viruses, right? There's a pressure on nature, and it's going to do what it does. It's going to explode at some point. And we get that every year or so where we have an explosion of a virus coming out.
Nature abhors a vacuum. That's the concept. And, again, it relates to alterations of the terrain itself. It doesn't have to be a vacuum, right, for something. You just alter what is there, and what grows there by definition doesn't or changes in order for survival, and that may not be to our benefit. And that's where we talk about infectious agents that may be from within, not necessarily caught from without. And when we talk about 70% or more of the immune system being in the gut, whether we are exposed or catch something is not the real factor in terms of infectious manifestation, but it's our strength or lack thereof.
That's right. That's right. If you have a decently strong immune system and you're taking care of it, you know, on a daily basis. I mean, every day I'm taking those things that I need to take to keep my immune system strong. Yes, you know, 20 people in a room, someone sneezes, they have a cold, 8 people get a cold. Why didn't the other 12?
Right. No, it's not exposure alone. And this goes
That's
to,
right.
you know, this is, I remember a movie, gosh, was it even in the 90s or long older than that, with Dustin Hoffman. It was called Outbreak. Many, many years ago. Now, there was a more recent one with Matt Damon called
Contagion.
Yeah. And it's funny and not funny at the same time. I got an article from The Independent in UK. Shout out to our friends on UK Health Radio listening. Matt Hancock, who's apparently the health minister there or health secretary in England, he admits right. that Hollywood film Contagion helped shape his vaccine response. I mean, I'm like, okay. I guess if you believe the CDC is a viable and reliable source of information, Superdon's playing some clips from it right now, I see. And, in fact, we've talked about the CDC having people embedded in Hollywood to alter scripts in a certain way. And, unfortunately, they tend to go toward fear-based perspectives of germ theory, and that the only thing that can save us are doctors on white lab-coated horses coming in from UFOs beamed down from the Starship Enterprise, right? It's like this deus ex machina miracle that the doctors bring, as opposed to, I remember also years ago, there was a movie called The Patriot, not the one with Mel Gibson, but with, who is that Aikido guy? Superdyne, remember him? And he was supposedly friends with Putin. Steven Seagal? Yes.
Seagal, right?
And he did a movie called The Patriot, and it was about terrorists, like domestic terrorists, bioterrorism. They were getting so, and what saved everybody in the end was not like a Hollywood ending, like, oh, the vaccine, the doctor. It was actually Native American herbs and flowers turned into a tea that enhanced the immune system. Of course, now I know why that Steven Seagal was made like enemy number one in Hollywood. I mean, they could say he was a mean guy. I don't know. But the fact is, you don't do that. That was like, that went against the whole, this is how we want to shape reality, which is, apparently it affects the highest levels of government, like in the UK, to have a movie that says, this is how you do it.
Well, Medicine Man with Sean Connery, where he had the cure for cancer, and they destroyed that part of the Amazon rainforest where the ants that secreted the material that killed cancer cells.
I remember that, yes.
Was destroyed. You know, I don't know if you remember, but up until 1975, the only reason I remember, I was in pharmacy school. And I was involved in the pharmacognosy department, which is, you know, plants for health, for medicine. Mm-hmm. At the time, in 1975, pharma withdrew their funding from the pharmacognosy department. So that closed. The guys that teaching it left. Then there was no one else to teach it when they realized their high-throughput services and identifying new drugs by biochemical processes no longer worked. And they forgot that 75%, three-quarters of all drugs up until 1975 came from plants.
Mm-hmm.
Or, right?
Yeah.
Then they were lost, that they didn't have anyone to teach it again. And, you know, that's why I do what I do, why I made natural products, and I'm with natural immunogenics, because remember, whenever there's a poison in a forest, right, God puts the antidote within
right near it
of that poisonous plant.
Yeah,
right. There's a balance in nature, and we put ourselves out of balance, not just with the soil, but even at the start with the mode of delivering the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's now we're going to schedule your C-section because somebody has a golf tee time. And or it's a weekend, and we'll do that first. So now the child does not have the benefit of the first gift from its mother, which is the microbiome.
Correct. I just enjoy engaging in the discussion that we get to do, and I hope it's an example for others that, you know, when we get to certain points, you have a medical background, you have a pharmacy background. It's great, and I love to be able to delve into the science. Sometimes we can dispel, say, rumors or misconceptions. Sometimes right. we can come to, wow, look, we both didn't know something and we talked about it and suddenly something comes up. It's like, if we hadn't had that discussion, we'd have not got there. And so many people that look at only in antagonistic ways to people who have different views, I think they're selling life itself short. I have a buddy of mine that I've known for 30 plus years who's very liberal. Very liberal. And people know I'm more libertarian, conservative kind of guy. I don't claim to be a party partisan. And occasionally he puts stuff on, like, the social media networks that a lot of my friends that are fans of the show say, oh, that guy's terrible. I was like, look, He's got a viewpoint. And I'm like, and I messaged him. I said, look, I appreciate that you disagree and that you have spirited ability to discuss, but I just, you know, I asked that it not go into ad hominem and just kind of negative stereotyping or collectivizing things you believe in. Let's get to, you know, the heart of one-on-one ultimately, which is difficult in social media, admittedly. But I think we could use a little more friendliness.
I have been an independent, libertarian, socially liberal, financially conservative, let me hear what you're talking about before I vote for you sort of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, when and I listened to both the hyperbolic media on both sides of the aisle, mm-hmm. right? And once in a while, both sides say something that has that kernel of truth that I have to go, oh, you know what? That I can see that. It scares the heck out of me sometimes when I mean, I won't listen to Hannity, but I used to love Bill O'Reilly, mm-hmm. right? But Hannity sort of scares me. Carlson sort of scares me with some of the stuff he says.
Well, some of these guys are one note, and I've talked about that because he's in radio. And we talk about media personalities, and you know, when it's a one note, you watch Hannity for 5 minutes, and you're like, you already know he's going to say the same thing. And I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy. But again, this gets into the Hegelian dialectic, the political divide. And, you know, we'll...
Entertainment. They are...
Yeah, it's entertainment, of course.
Engaged. People forget it's not news.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It was, I think it was June, where I said, listen, there's going to be a lot of fear-mongering. This viral pandemic will go the way that viral pandemics do, which is genetic variation, mutations, right? It's going to avoid antibodies. And then it started coming out about these variants.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this one may be more infectious. This one may not be as in a, you won't die from this one. You'll be sick from, but every day when I still look at the news, and I try not to, there's some new fear factor coming in or something else to make me worried about going out. There are people wearing their masks, riding their bike outside on a beautiful sunny day by themselves in the park.
I know. I see people riding in their own cars with masks on. No one else is in there. Look, why am I not afraid? Among many reasons, the law of the terrain, knowing that. But I have my silver. And as I've said many times over the years, I was not raised with this. I didn't even learn about this in homeopathy other than knowing about the ingredient Argentum Metallicum in homeopathy that was also now integrated into the silver gel that you can have at Natural Immunogenics. But I raised my children differently. They still, at 21 and 15 and a half, neither one have ever had an antibiotic, ever. And it's not like they've never been sick. They have. It's just normal. They've had infections. Yeah, I haven't had to resort to pharmaceutical drugs for them. I'm not saying there's never a point and purpose. Never said that. But the point is, if you can avoid it, is that a good thing? I think every doctor would go, yeah, it'd be better if you didn't have to use it. So this is, shouldn't be a controversial point. And so as we move forward in, you know, to this calendar year where we hopefully get beyond the fear of viruses and COVID specifically, we can embrace the tools that actually have scientific foundation for its utilization as well as the emotional calm that comes with knowing that you have a tool that you're protected.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Again, 100% agreement.
Yeah. So you're next week. Rouser. You host the show. I can take the day off.
You rabble rouser. Yeah.
Listen, Dr. Blywitz, I've got one of our favorite interviews from last year was Dr. Thomas Cowan. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a physician as well, but he's very much into the law of the terrain and disputes viral causation hypothesis as well, which is I love talking about that too. And I think that the concepts of both can coexist, but there's so much yelling and screaming back and forth that people don't get to that point of recognizing, yes, germs play a role, but...
Have you had Zach Bush on?
Yeah, a number of times over the years. I love Zach as well, and he gets the terrain as well. I was just going to say, I think on Tuesday, is it Super Don, we've got Dr. Kaufman on, another physician talking about the terrain along with Tom Cowan. I'm excited because we continue to evolve our understanding of what makes us vulnerable as opposed to just being in a permanent state of fear.
Right. We have Zach coming down to University of Miami for our September 10th anniversary Integrative Clinical Nutrition Conference. He's going to do 2 hours.
Dude, invite me, please. I don't want to miss it.
You're invited. We have Andy Weil doing a video from Arizona.
Okay, well, as long as he's in Arizona, I'm not a big fan. I'm just going to tell you, I've watched his career, and I think there's some things that concern me. But Zach Bush, I don't got any of that.
So with Dr. Weil, he and I are both South Philly boys.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a fan of chelation, which I wasn't until I looked into it and started using it and myself personally. Still disagree.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, and the thing is, I'm all in on the things that we can find, even from people that I might not get along so well with. If they've got some good stuff, I acknowledge it. But as I said, with a guy like Zach Bush, who's so heart-centered as well, spiritually focused, there's a different sense that I get, and my interactions have been different in that regard, and with you as well, my friend. So I thank you as well, as always, for being here. It was a fun show, as it always is, and I encourage everybody, if you like what you heard or if you need to hear it again, the archives are available still everywhere. They can't ban us everywhere, and we're still available. Please share the show. And for those of you who want to reach out to Natural Immunogenics, 888-328-8840. You can also go to sovereignsilver.com and many places around the country and around the world. Yeah. We carry it, including in Canada. So
that's right. Number one Canada, North America, Europe, yeah.
So we're going to do it. Next hour, we got some homeopathy with our good buddy Dr. Frank King from Dr. King's, and he's got an amazing ranch with amazing things that happen there as well. So he's all into organics.
Wow.
And the
King
terrain.
Ranch.
Yeah.
King Ranch in Texas?
Dr. King's up in Asheville, North Carolina. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you have a great weekend. Get a little skiing in before you get too old.
Well, I did earlier in the month. I think I'm going to have to go back out. We got some major snow coming, so I'll find a way to get back out there for you.
All right. You know what? After 55 and skiing, it's all downhill.
Yeah, and I won't be wearing a Hawaiian shirt when I'm on the slopes.
Oh, come on. All right.
All right. Dr. Blaway, thanks, my buddy, my friend, my pal. I appreciate you so much. Remember, God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.